Lecture topic, knowledge, practice, sincerity and concern for the hereafter.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In this world, if a person wants to progress and be successful, he has to have knowledge. In this world, he has to have knowledge to progress and success. You won't find a person who has no knowledge and is progressing. It's normal, that is. A person has to progress if he wants to progress and be successful as a businessman, whatever profession it takes. He has to have knowledge for that, then only he can progress. Likewise, deen also. A person has to progress, wants to progress, he has to have knowledge. Talabul ilmu faridah. To seek knowledge is farz. Not to become an alim. Alim is a special course that you take. That is something else. But you must have knowledge that can show you differentiate right and wrong. You must see the path, the road. For that you don't have to become an alim. But sit in the company of pious people and ask them. Sometimes by doing that you learn more than even become an alim too. Many people we have seen have not said become an alim, but sitting merely in the company of pious people, they have surpassed them also. You'll be surprised that once Mahazar told us that some of the great alims, sheikhs, were non-alims. What was the reason for them that they left those great alims, got knowledge, and went to these people who got not that much knowledge, because their knowledge was something else. There are two types of knowledge. One is outside, inside knowledge. Zahiri and Batini. To understand knowledge, is one is a hadith outside or inside. So they were people who were so pious and so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that their knowledge was something that they did not even learn to, but Allah at the time of occasions to put into their hearts, inspired them with those kind of knowledge. So that kind of knowledge is something else. So many a time, Maulana Rashid Gongoi Rahmatullah Alayhi and Hazrat Ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanuti Rahmatullah Alayhi, they get into some arguments, discussing one another. And then sometimes what happens, they say that we're going to ask, Maulana Qasim Sahib will say that we'll speak to Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah. So he says, Maulana Rashid Gongoi Sahib will say that, what does he know about that? So he should not answer anything, he just sits quiet. And when they go there, that without them asking, he should get into the answer, speak about it. Then Manashir Gongoi Rao should ask Hazrat Haji Imdadullah, Hazrat, how come that you don't learn this? You get inspiration of this kind too without studying too? You must have just smiled, who said yes to. So when you become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala becomes yours, then words come out from your heart, those things that which is beyond them too. So knowledge is something which is very important. You have to know. There was a person who had made ibadah for 30 years, but he should put impurity in his nose and all that before he makes namaz and all that. So because of his ignorance, he came to realize that namaz was not accepted. So just imagine 30 years of his ibadah. But, and also he was very sincere that he repeated 30 years of ibadah. So don't ever think that you must just, you know, as you make so much effort to study about your business in this world, more important is study the Islamic laws of Allah Ta'ala. Even to learn how to run a business also, you have to learn the laws of Allah Ta'ala. If you don't learn it and do it the wrong way, then you may be eating food that's haram too, because you don't know what it is. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should go to the bazaars and should walk in there. And you should look at those people, if they first see they don't know the law of the Sharia, they should close the business down. But that is very important. And nowadays, people running business, I don't want to say more than that. It's for you to understand what I'm trying to say. So knowledge is something which is very important. So in our sense, in our life, four things is needed very quickly, very badly, at all times. Until unless you want to become a civilized person, a person who wants to follow the straight path, he has to have four rules in his life. The first rule is he must have knowledge. Knowledge is the first rule. He must have knowledge. But with knowledge, he has to have action also. Many people have a lot of knowledge, but you call that he has no action at all. So that is not knowledge, because that's not really helping them in any way. If a person wants to increase his knowledge, he has to have action in his life. Like for example, namaz now. We are performing every day, so we know the knowledge of it too. We find out everything too. So that now knowledge is increasing all the time. But then one knowledge is going for Hajj. You go once a year. And even the learned ones too will open the kitab to look at it, because why is going once a year? So that knowledge is not every day. To keep that knowledge ongoing, you have to look at the kitab. But certain things in our daily life, which is supposed to be known all the time, it should be discussed all the time and studied the thing. Like even making wudu too. You may be understanding you're making wudu, but unfortunately you realize you did not make wudu the correct way too. Even ghusl also. So these things may sound very minor, but it's very important to know how to go about it. The knowledge is very important. Even business also. Business is so important that you make sure that many times you find that you may be thinking that you're doing the business the correct way, but after you realize you're doing this in a not correct way. So knowledge has to be with action. Action must be. Then only that knowledge will increase all the time. Would that is, then then come ikhlas, sincerity. You can have knowledge, you can have all the action you can do, but you don't have ikhlas. Sincerity means only for the sake of Allah. There must be no other smell of shirk in it. Shirk means some other kind of partners in it too. That merely because you're doing it because you know what you're sick, because that you're doing it, or you're doing it for any other purpose, it must be mainly only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. It must nothing else at all. That's called ikhlas. Then one of the concern for the fikr of akhirat. The third one, one fourth one is the concern for the fikr of the hereafter. These things have to be the four foundations of the true insaniyat, you call a civilized person. He has to have this in him. Then only then you will find that he'll progress and succeed on it. You have to have all these four things together. Nothing must be missed out. The fikr of akhirat must be in front of his mind too. A man can be doing good deeds, action, everything, but he does not have a concern for the akhirat. The concern of akhirat means that is our destination. Our destination must be always in front of us. Then you find that you'll be progressing all the time. However, if that's what doesn't have that, then has ignorance. If the person does not have that, then ignorance, he has to have this. Will always be in darkness. If a person is an ignorant person, is always in darkness. You don't see light at all. Through darkness, there's no salvation. If there's darkness, there's no salvation. You have to bring light in you. And light is when you have, is knowledge. Light when you have, knowledge. Knowledge brings light. It brings light. It brings nur. When light comes, that knows action, then also that becomes a burden too. When you've got knowledge too, and there's no action, then there's burden also. It can become a big problem too. Many a time a person has very good knowledge, but because there's no action in it, that can mislead him to a certain extent that he feels there's no one like him at all. So that's also very important, that knowledge and action, which makes it becomes a burden, the likewise with knowledge and no action. But whether these things, then you find that with knowledge, then you get hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Hypocrite. That's why Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the few times he gave the signs of hypocrisy. You'll be surprised, those people who he mentioned, these are the signs of a hypocrite person, to tell lies, to go against his word. These are hypocrite people. You understand? So that's why you have to have knowledge to do and not to become a hypocrite person. Hypocrite person is also this, but when you read namaz in front of people, he reads very, very sincerely. And when he's alone at home, he's a different person. That's also a hypocrite person. Like a person, he comes in a visit, he comes in a masjid. To impress people, he reads namaz like there's no one like him. But when he goes home, he forgets. or you could say, invited by in a luncheon or whatever. Then he'll eat like a saint, that he eats so little bit. But when he goes home, he tells his wife, I'm still hungry, I want some more to eat. You find people of that kind too. We have to impress. That's not to impress people. That you're eating that, you know, you're showing, no, you're a very person that eats very little. No doubt you eat little, little, but when you go home, the wife will tell you, what have you eaten? Came, he said, no. I'm not going to go into detail, but these are the things people carry on doing, which is not the right thing to do. You must be one person all the time. So hypocrisy is a very big sin. A very big sin. Don't be a hypocrite. You say something and do something else. It's a hypocrite. You say something, you say something else. So it's very important. I think that's the point. Salvation. If one's not also an ikhlas, but begin to boast about these things. Personally, he's got his sincerity in him, you know, everything, but he begins to boast about it. Now, the person, when he begins to boast about it, then he feels no one like him, no one like him at all. And once he begins to see no one like him, then that is a thing that time he might is very dangerous. Because they feel that now his mind, that he will not look at his own fault, he'll think that I'm the best. I am the best. And that's exactly what happened to Shaitan. Shaitan, this is exactly what happened. He made so much ibadah that he began to think that no one like me at all. So when you begin to enjoy your ibadah all the time, and when you begin to have sincerity all the time, and you got the knowledge all the time too, with all the good knowledge that you have, because of your sincerity, but begin to think there's no one like me, then what happens? That knowledge becomes a danger for you. It's no more going to bring you more close and dear to Allah Ta'ala, but it keeps you further away from Allah. So these are very important points noted all the time. Then we personally got knowledge, we come to realize the most important thing in knowledge, you must have humility. When you have more knowledge, humility comes into you. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given knowledge of all kinds, future and the past, everything, the best of knowledge, he had everything. But yet he said, Rabbi zidni ilma. Rabbi zidni ilma. Allah, give me increase my knowledge. He could say that than what we must say. And then you find the person who got knowledge, more knowledge, he becomes more humble. He's like, I know nothing. I know nothing. Once a person thinks he's got some, knows everything, then he must know he's got no knowledge at all. A true knowledge is the person, look at the great people of before, the past. Why they were so successful, that they had so much humility in them. They were very humble. With all the great knowledge they had, we don't even have part of their knowledge too. Not even a bit of it too. But we'll boast about our knowledge. But they did not boast about their knowledge, but they're so high. Very high they were. But they made themselves so humble, did not know. Even when they have a kind of confrontation with someone, a debate with someone too, they feel very hurt sometimes that, you know what, I mean, that person's knowledge was more than my knowledge. They always took that like that. So it's very important that you must remember. So knowledge, action, sincerity, and concern for the hereafter is very important. The concern for the hereafter is very important. You're doing business in life. You have the knowledge, everything. But the concern must be for the hereafter. Because you can get misled also. In the business, while you're doing everything, you get somebody coming, and you know your business is very quiet, and some person come and give you something, and you know it's wrong. You know it's wrong. You have the knowledge, but you do not have concern for the hereafter, you'll buy it. And once you buy it, you've been misled. And that becomes haram too. Likewise, they say to alim too. Alim also is very important. And alim has to understand this much, that he must be very careful that everything that he must do is for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And the most important thing for alim is must always remember, he must never, he says, keep away from the rich and pay more attention to the poor. Come more close to the poor and keep away from the rich. The rich can come to you, but you will not go to the rich. How nice he has in Radullah Rahman says. He said, a rich man comes to me, I put my foot down to him, put my head. Why? He came to me. I won't go to him. So a rich man, a learned man, must always be like that. That he must be of this kind. With the more knowledge he has, then the more he has istighnayat in him. Istighnayat means independence. He does not belong to anyone, doesn't rely on him. He relies only on Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, you the provider. Today you gave me, tomorrow you don't give me, I'm still prepared to accept it. If you keep me in the highest pedestal, I'm very happy. If you put me in the lowest pedestal, I'm very happy too. It makes no effect at all. That's a condition a person may have when he becomes very pious. They do not rely on people, you know. You know, it was that one incident, I will never forget, you know. You know, time when, I don't know, in the early days, in the time of the English, at that time, they one very, very, very rich man from Hyderabad, he sent a letter to Qari Taib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He says, because they wanted Maulana Madni Rahmatullah to be thrown out of the madrasa. He must be thrown out. So when they wrote a letter to Qari Taib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, so he read the letter. He said, no, I cannot throw him out of the madrasa. And that Hyderabad person was Muslim. He said that if you're not going to take him out, then I'm going to stop all my, whatever was given to your funds, all stopped. He's thinking he's playing with people like us. He did not know those people were so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, he wrote a letter to him, replied to him that it's better for him to stay here for your benefit. For your benefit, he must better stay here. But if we go outside, something else happens worse for you. Because you must know he's always in jihad. But then when Madni Rahmatullah Ali, when he got the message, he told Qari Taib Sahib, what is this? Can you tell me what's happening? He saw the letter, he gave the letter. He said, now write this also now. That all the years that you've given money to us, we are prepared to give all the money back to you. You're prepared to give all the money back to you. Whatever funds you gave to assistance, we'll give back to you. That is what you call. That is how it's supposed to be. It's not our work, it's Allah's work. You run in the madrasa, it's Allah's work. No one else's work. So the more knowledge you have, the more humble you become. You don't stretch your hand to others. You only stretch your hand to Allah Ta'ala. And that is the most important thing. Allah must make us like too. Because once you become like Allah Ta'ala in that way, then you must know, my Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one day there was no money in the madrasa too. See, Allah, I'm closing the madrasa because you are running it. The next day, it is as pouring again. So what I'm trying to say is very important for an alim or anyone for his matter who's taken the road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become independent from everyone and dependent on Allah ta'ala. And become humble. Mustn't have pride, but the same thing I'm talking of knowledge, with knowledge action, and do not boast about it. If you begin to boast about it, then you see that the doors will all close up with the heart. So knowledge is that heart. There are two things now, knowledge. One is action, knowledge, sincerity. Sincerity is from the heart. It's got nothing to do with actions. Action is the hands and feet that the action. Sincerity is the heart. Concern for the hereafter, the passion is also from the heart. So these two things are from the heart. It has to remain in the heart. And the only thing that has to be in action is your feet and your hands. So your heart must always be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the passion that you must have, that with him you stay and with no one else you stay. That's why they say the heart is so important that at all times, keep your heart clean as possible. Your heart must be clean as possible. Only in that heart Allah enters. In no other heart Allah enters. Keep your heart clean. No matter who you see in your eyes, you must have the sunnah of the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had no enemies at all. In our hearts also we must have no enemies at all. Yes, sometimes you see a person, you find that he has caused some harm to you. When you look at him, it hurts you. Does not mean that you must make salam to him. But if he comes, you make salam to him. It does not mean you must sit and eat with him. But keep your heart clean with him. Now just imagine Wahshi, the time when he was not a Muslim, and when he killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw Wahshi, he said, play Wahshi, when he accepted Islam. It's obvious when you accept Islam, Allah forgives all your sins. So he told Wahshi, is it possible for you not to come in front of me? Because how he killed Hazrat Hamza there was not a small thing. It was very badly how he was killed. That picture was straight in front of Nabi Karim's eyes. And that's what made him feel. He told him that, oh Wahshi, is it possible for you not to come in front of me? And he had so much love for Nabi Karim after he accepted Islam that he made sure he never came in front because to hurt Nabi Karim. So if someone caused harm to you in any way, does not mean you must take revenge. Yes, you feel difficult to sit with him or talk to him, But don't look down at him or don't make any conflict. You can keep far from him for the reason that you feel you'd hurt, right? You understand? You must know how to understand what I'm trying to say to you. And then you don't talk bad about him too. If you talk bad about him too, then that's bad. So you get in this world, you get all kinds of people, where you find this much that, you know, your heart is not with them under circumstances. So you just leave it out. So these three things, is always the heart with the hand, the other thing, the passion with the side of the temple. Then you must know something, just like, you know, in this world, if you have to live in this world, we need four things in life. You need fire. You want air. Fire, air, water, and sand. That is what is in our body. So for our body to live, we have these four things. But now the soul to live is something else now. Now the body you got by you, without the soul, the body is nothing. It's just a sketch. We must understand that without the soul, everything works with the soul. No matter how beautiful your body looks, but there's no soul, what happens? It's a dead body. It's a dead body. It has no effect at all. Now, what is the soul? The soul, what has it? That is food. What is food? Is knowledge. With knowledge, it has to be action. With action, what? Sincerity. And the third or fourth one is passion for the hereafter. Concern of the hereafter. Concern for the hereafter. These four things bring about life in a soul. If any of these things you not have in them, in that means you're not a civilized person. For a civilized insani, as you call it, then you call it the only person that can be civilized by these four things. From there you come to realize how important these things are. So this is what is called. Allah Ta'ala gives it fazal to that this much. Now to bring that concern, you see, now, you know, everyone saying, you know, I want to become pious. I want to become learned. You have to sit among the learned people. You have to sit among the learned people. You want to become pious. Piety is something which is so important that unless you don't sit in the company of pious people. Pious people, how do you make them out? You make them out in this way. When you sit in their company, you feel you're getting the closest of Allah Ta'ala. The closest of Allah Ta'ala. You get close to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You find his life, you look at him, that, you know, you feel more. He's only talking of the hereafter, not dunya. If a person talks of dunya all the time, then that's not a person to do. Like, you know, I'm bringing my own example, Hazrat Muhammad Masullah sallallahu. 24 hours, people are coming, he's just giving dua to them. And if he's talking of deen and nothing else. He doesn't know what it means of dunya. To these kind of people, you sit in a company, will definitely affect you as long as you are sincere. One is you go to see a person, no matter how pious he is. But if you go with a bad intention, you earn nothing. You earn nothing. What does it mean, your bad intention? One buzuk told two people that go to a certain buzuk to meet them. One person with a good intention that, you know, he's a buzuk. The other said, no, he may not be a buzuk. So the first person went with a buzuk. When he went to meet him, he went very high. The other person just went and walked away. So what the reason why he walked away, because he thought not wrong of him. Had he thought good of him. Likewise, you find there was a person, he was a chor, was a leader, was a thief. When he was in the masjid, he said that he came with all his jailers at the mosque. And while he in there, they said, because we know nothing, we don't know what to do, let me Allah, Allah. So everyone making Allah, Allah. Today, one fellow came who was very sincere. He saw this fellow making Allah, Allah. He told him, look, I'm on the floor and find, show, know how high you are. But Bichara, he heard this, asking how high, and he got worried because he was the chief of the thieves now. He's a looter. He's asking him this person, I want to know how high you are. So he began to cry. Now he began to cry, but this person sitting by him, thinking he's a very high person, he was set with that intention. And this person is a big chore. So what happened? Because he cried to Allah Ta'ala, and this person thought he was a very great saint, he making dua, Allah Ta'ala changed that person's life. So you may think that person is bad, Allah Ta'ala can overturn it. Listen for us to listen, to think, no matter who you go and sit, if you don't want to sit by him, don't sit by him, but don't think bad of him. Don't think bad of him. Very important that. So this is how it's supposed to be. So pious person and pious company is very important. It is so important, pious company is very important. You don't know 1 minute to sit in a pious company, 1,000 namaz and rakats will be saved to you. But go with a good intention. Go with a clean heart. Go with the heart that, you know, that's why Manazir Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he said that Manazir Gongoi's nephew or someone, he wrote to him, Hazrat, I want to become bad to you. He told him, if you want to become bad to me, then remember this, that if you see me committing the biggest crime or biggest sin, will you at that time, what will you do? Just imagine he told him that. You want to become bad to me? He said, would you see me doing that? Will you see me commit the biggest sin? What will you do? He said, Hazrat, I don't know. He said, that means there's a delay from your side. A delay from your side. That just imagine what he told him. So if you have to get bad to anyone, think 100 times or 1,000,000 times. Because Khuda na kare Allah, says, Allah forbid. Allah forbid. We are all insan. Allah forbid. If you commit one sin, and if it makes a difference in your life between your sheikh, the effect will no more be there. You will no more be there. So how important it is. After some time, he wrote to Hazrat Thami, he said, Hazrat, now I'm so at ease, that if you are see you Khuda na kare committing the sin of any kind, my love will be more for you. There will be no such thing and less love. He said, now you can become bad. Now see how they should make people bad. Yeah, we buy bad, man. Because Asians making bad for them. One person told me, I just saw the other people, I got bad. He said, I don't know what happened. He said, no, I saw everyone say, let me sit out there too. You don't buy bad here. You know, yeah, you have to put your heart to him. Sit with him. See how different your life is. If your life is different, go to someone else. Go to someone else. You can't. Like one person, he came to Abu Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah. And that person was not a very, you know, pious person. He was not straight to bichara. So when he came there, now they're not like us. They could see Allah Ta'ala gave them the sight. He looked at him and said, no, man, please, man. You don't go away from here. I can't help you. You know, no, they're not waiting for agents to call sin, yeah? Yeah, no place for you, yeah. No place, you go away from here. So he went away from there. So he went to say to Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Alayhi. Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Alayhi was also a very great person. You must know he was the person who went in front of the Rose of Barak and told, Ya Rasulullah, I should send salam to you every time. Today I'm present in here. How nice you take your hand and meet me. Who could talk like that? He could talk like that. And the moment he said, you take your hand and meet me, there are 90,000 people around him. And that hand that came out was shining. What kind of shine that hand was? What a shine that hand had. It was shining. The sun was nothing. And the moment he kissed the hand, he got it in an ecstasy. He did not bring pride into him. He became very humble. That I'm not fit to kiss his hand, as his hand is so pure. And then he was running around and said to people, you must tramp him and all that. That condition came to him because he was humble. So just to tell you, that kind of person, he went and stayed by him. So he told him that, you know, when he went to meet Sayyid Amr Rifai, he said, okay, you are also shaqi and I'm shaqi too. Now, never mind, we'll work together, we'll see what happens. And after some time, he became someone. Then when he became someone, he says, give my salam to Abdul Qadir. Give my salam. So when he goes to meet Sayyid Qadir, he looked at him and said, yeah, it's not my work, it is his work to do it. See how they were? They were that kind of people, do not load anyone, they themselves to take them to be too high. This is what is important. Humility, humbleness, and how you give. To sit in the company of pious people is very important. Keep your heart clean, you say. Like Nabi Karim says, that you know, in the company of pious people, like, you know, itar shop. You go to itar shop, you don't buy, but you walk in and come out, you smell full of atar. You didn't buy one bottle of atar too. Nothing, you didn't buy at all. But the moment you come out, you're full of atar. What a smell, too. What a smell. In other words, Rasulullah Sallam saying that if you say in the company of a person, you're like itarsha. It affects you. It affects you very quickly. Likewise, he gave the story of a blacksmith. You go to that place. That the moment you go there, you just go near him too. All that, whatever falls on him, on you, will come on your clothing. Your clothing will start smelling. All kinds. That's how you sit in a bad company. One is good company, one is bad company. And remember one thing, the effect of bad company is very quick. The effect of good company takes a long time, very long time. Very quickly, you must remember one thing. You can be reading namaz all the time. Remember, you can be very pious too. Allah must save us all. Please don't even think for 1 minute to sit in a bad company. Because the moment one of the worst companies is your cell phone. The moment you look at one cell phone and the filth you saw there, and the moment you get stuck in that thing there, remember your five years of mehnat can be spoiled in 1 day. You can lose that thing. And Allah forbid, do not. Another thing is that I'm telling you, please control your eyes outside too. Outside. We are staying in a company and place of full of fitna and fasad. Once your eyes fall into the wrong person, for 1 second too, oh Allah, save us all. We are very weak. In our profession, we can get caught very badly. The moment you see one time your eyes, that one eye that can become an arrow to your heart. And once that thing goes arrow to heart, and that thing, it can change your whole life to become worse. That's why it's important that it very quickly a person can get bad, but it'll take him years or months to become good. So stay in the company of pious people. And always make this dua, oh Allah, help us. We need Allah's help to protect us to follow the straight path. If you continue doing that and make your zikr, stay in a pious company, inshallah, you'll progress to progress, that's our day to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you get the shock, oh Allah. Once you get conditioned of becoming more close to Allah ta'ala, then you get the shock to meet Allah ta'ala. One is a person gets sick and you say, I want to go and meet Allah ta'ala, because you can't bear the pain, you must not be that person. One is a person who's very well and healthy and all, but he's got a shock, oh Allah, I want to meet you now. Oh Allah, I want to meet you now. That comes into you in a time when you become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make dua Allah ta'ala. Whatever I've said, Allah ta'ala give us a shock to meet him and keep us away from all the wrongs and harm and fitnas of this world. And always make this dua, do not get into bad company. Do not get into bad company. And the worst company is a cell phone. It's the worst company. People have become completely lost everything because of the cell phone. Allah ta'ala he fathered from. Wa akhudah, alhamdulillah. Allah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى سيدنا مولانا محمد وصحبه اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا وادخلنا الجنة ونجنا من النار وأصلحنا كل شيء ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان وأحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا برحمته.